It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Right now, I'd like for us to look in Psalm 23. And just before we do that, let me remind you that in Psalm 22 through Psalm 24, I've been looking at those recently. And in Psalm 22, we have a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ as a good shepherd. And that psalm is a clear prophecy of the crucifixion of Jesus. And in Psalm 24, this portrays the Lord Jesus as the chief shepherd. And he's pictured as a king coming in glory and honor. Now, sandwiched between these two great psalms is Psalm 23. And this psalm is one of the most well-known and best-loved of all the passages in the Bible. And I'd like for us to look at a few things in that psalm right now. Now, in Psalm 23, in verse 1, it starts, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Well, here we see Jesus. Jesus is pictured here as the great shepherd. You see, Psalm 22 pictures the death of Jesus for sinners. His death is the event which made it possible for us to be saved. And in Psalm 24, this pictures the end of the age when the king himself will reign in perfect righteousness. And on that day, those who have been washed in his blood and saved by his grace will reign with him. But between the time we get saved and the day we go home to heaven, there is a life to live, and that is where Psalm 23 comes into play. In these six precious verses that we've read, we're allowed to listen in as one of the Lord's children lifts his heart in song to honor the Lord he loves. In these verses, David tells us that there is plenty to get excited about when it comes to our Lord and his goodness in our lives. Folks, it isn't all doom and gloom today. If you know the great shepherd, you have plenty to be excited about. David has a song in Psalm 23, and as we read Psalm 23 as one of God's sheep, David sings out for the glory of the Lord. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you too are one of God's little sheep. You too, as David, can sing out the praises of the great shepherd. Let's rejoice together as we are permitted to sing about our great shepherd. I want you to notice, first of all, who the sheep exalt. It's the shepherd. Psalm 23:1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And notice this first about the shepherd, his name. David identifies the object of his love as the Lord. This is the great I Am. This is the God of creation, the God of salvation, the God of eternity, the one and only God. David calls him Lord. Now, some people call him God. Some people call him friend, and some people call him father. Some people know him as Jesus, and that is who David is talking about. All of these names mean one. This great God has placed his name above, over this psalm, and notice with me how he has written his name in bold letters across the very fabric of this psalm. Verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd," capital L-O-R-D. This is David saying, Jehovah Ray. This is a name for God that means my shepherd. And then we see in verse 1 also, "The Lord will provide." This is Jehovah Jireh. "I shall not want," David says. And then in verse 2, we read, "The Lord my peace." This is Jehovah Shalom. Then we see in verse 3, "The Lord my healer," Jehovah Rapha. "He restoreth my soul." And then also in verse 3, "The Lord my righteousness," Jehovah Tsidkenu. "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake." And then we see in verse 4, Jehovah Shammah, "The Lord is there." Now, keep in mind, I may not be saying all these names exactly right, but God knows his name. And I want to acquaint you with what these different meanings are within this psalm. Jehovah Shammah, "The Lord is there." David says in Psalm 23 and verse 4, "Thou art with me." The Lord never left him. The Lord never will. And the Lord never has left us. And the Lord never will. And then we see Jehovah Nissi in verse 5, "The Lord our banner." Psalm 23, 5 says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." The Lord supplies. The Lord takes care of us. And you've heard that song, I'm sure. "His banner over me is love." I'm not going to sing it, so don't get worried here, but that's what this psalm is talking about. "His banner over me is love." And David goes on to say in verse 5, "That the Lord is my sanctifier. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." This is Jehovah Makadosh. "My cup runneth over. He anointeth my head with oil. He has set me apart," David says, "for his specific purpose." Now, I'm different from many people in this world, he's saying, "because I know whom I have trusted. I've trusted in the great shepherd." We're all different. We're different people from different walks of life, but God saves us the same way. It is through the blood of Christ. But notice here, we see then the word Jehovah Elion in verse 6. This means the Lord Most High. He says, "There are surely goodness and mercy." David says, "shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord." That's El Elyon, forever. Now, these names mean that God is God. God is our provider. God is our sustenance. God takes care of us. God is our Savior. And many other things that I've already mentioned in these names that we find in these verses. We've looked briefly at the shepherd's name. Now consider with me, if you would, his nature. Of all the many names of the Lord that David could have magnified, he was led of the Spirit to sing about Jehovah Roya, "The Lord my shepherd." Why? Because the image of a shepherd tenderly leading, feeding, and caring for his sheep is a perfect picture of our precious Savior's relationship to his sheep. In fact, the image of himself as a shepherd was a favorite of the Lord Jesus Christ, as seen in John chapter 10. In John 10:11, Jesus himself said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." I praise the Lord that when I got saved, I got more than a Savior. I also got a shepherd. I got one who loves me, tends to me, cares about me, leads me, feeds me, protects me, and guides me through this life. When you and I got saved, we met one who had made us his top priority. If you know him like David did, then you know that he is worthy of our exaltation. Therefore, may the Lord's sheep never be ashamed to exalt, praise, and worship the one who sought them and brought them in from the wild mountains of sin. In Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7, it says this, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." Well, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, David says, my shepherd. And I wonder today, can you say that Jesus Christ is your shepherd? Now, we've seen that the shepherd is the one whom the sheep exalts. And then we see what the sheep experiences by this, by the great shepherd. I notice, first of all, that the sheep experiences a personal relationship. And let me speak specifically about David here. When this psalm begins, David is writing in the first person. He says, "My shepherd." It seems as though he is talking to us about the shepherd. In doing so, he uses the possessive pronoun, "my," to talk about his relationship to the shepherd. He did not say the Lord is a shepherd. He did not say the Lord is our shepherd. He did not say the Lord is your shepherd. Instead, David tells us that he has a personal relationship with the shepherd. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Can you say that today? You need to be able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Well, next, we see that David experiences a precious relationship, not only a personal relationship, but a precious relationship. Psalm 23:1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, David tells us that as a result of this personal relationship he has with the shepherd, he is confident that the shepherd will take care of all his needs. He says in verse 1, "I shall not want." In fact, the rest of the psalm is the development of that thought. David, the Lord's little sheep, tells us all the things that great shepherd provides for him. And I see, first of all, that the Lord provides the tenderness that there is, the tenderness of the shepherd. David tells us in verse 2 of his about his shepherd, he makes him to lie down in green pastures. The shepherd knows that, unlike goats, which will eat weeds and the other trash of this world, the sheep prefer the tender green grasses. Well, the shepherd leads them to the places where he knows they will be fed. He makes them lie down because he knows that they cannot properly digest their food unless they lie down. Well, he also knows that sheep will not lie down unless they feel perfectly safe from enemy attack. He knows they need to lie down because their wool grows in thickness and richness in direct proportion to the time they spend resting and chewing on the green grasses again that they have eaten. What I mean is this. Think of the old cow. Think of that cow. And we've heard this term. I've heard the term, how that the cow is chewing his cud. Well, this is also what a sheep needs to do for digesting partially digested food. The shepherd knows this, and the sheep lies down. Well, with all this in mind, the shepherd tenderly leads his sheep to the places of great safety and nutrition. And my question today for you is this. Have you asked Jesus to come into your heart? Do you know Jesus Christ as your shepherd? You need to bow where you're at right now. You can bow without even closing your eyes. Just be serious with God and say, "God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I'm sorry. Please save me. I want you as my shepherd and my Savior." If you'll pray a prayer like that, God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says that if you'll call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And by the way, the Bible also teaches us that as many as come to him, he will in no wise cast out. You're saved forever. We have eternal, everlasting life according to John chapter 3 and verse 16. I pray today that you will know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you're saved, rely on him to be your shepherd.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.